Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Hey, the other day I was speaking to a group of 8th grade students and they were talking with me about how they were so done with middle school. They wanted to go to high school. But then I started to prod a little bit and they were actually very anxious about going to high school. As I listened to them, I thought, you sound just like a new teacher, a new principal, a new person at a new job, or for that matter, anyone facing a change. So I thought, you know what would be kind of cool? I should talk to one of these kids. So I thought, I'll talk to a future freshman and then look at all the parallels that we have between kids soon to go on to their next stage of life and us as adults. Then I wanted to look at the strategies to be Buffalo-like in our lives so that we can take on the newness that we both look forward to and fear. Now, a little bit about the future freshman I found for the interview. She is the second of two children, has an older brother, is creative, funny, and intelligent. I didn't have to look very far to find her because she lives right down the hall from me and my wife, and she's actually our daughter, Grace. She, like all kids towards the end of middle school, is both excited and anxious about her transition, and that is what we're going to talk about today. Well, in about as serious as a way as Grace and I can have a conversation. Stop! Okay, oh my gosh. Okay. All right, Grace, I'm going to ask you a couple questions here to so we can have a conversation about the change that's approaching you and the big transition you've got coming up. So, Grace, you've got a few months left of middle school, and then you're heading to high school. So what are the things that you are most excited about when you think about going to high school?
Like new opportunities and new people. And
what kind of opportunities are you thinking about?
Like sports. And, like, academic ones, too. Like, new classes that we didn't have a chance to take in middle school.
What kind of classes? What are you looking forward to there?
Like, extra curriculum, like art and that stuff.
And any classes you're a little nervous about taking in high school?
Not that much. No, not really.
No, you're pretty good that way?
Yeah.
What are things that you are a little nervous about when you think about starting out in high school?
New people, definitely. Scared if I'll be able to make friends.
And what makes you nervous about that?
Just knowing that I might not have that many friends or any friends at all and trying to make those friends. Hopefully I stick with the friends I have, too.
And do you worry about that at all? Like some of your current friends might drift away when you get to high school?
Yeah, sometimes.
And why do you think that would happen?
Choices.
What kind of choices?
I don't know. Just different bad choices. Hope that doesn't happen, though.
Like smoking and drinking and getting in fast cars kind of bad choices?
Yeah, and other ones, too.
What are you talking about? What other ones? I'm just kidding. When you think about high school, what are things you're not excited about?
How big it is compared to our little school that I've grown and made me comfortable in. And now going into this bigger public school also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what makes you nervous? Like, what do you think the differences will be?
Like, people and their choices.
How they act.
Yeah. Instead of our small school.
Do you think you're prepared for the ways in which, like, upperclassmen will act? Because, you know, they're 17 and 18 years old and what they'll say to you, or does it make you nervous to be a freshman?
Yeah, I'm not really prepared for that because our small school, we were all pretty nice to each other, so don't really know how that will turn out.
Yeah. What things do you think you'll need to do in order for it to turn out?
Be nice to everybody.
What about teachers? Are you nervous about, you know, going from just a handful of teachers to a bunch of teachers?
Yeah, that's one of them also.
Yeah.
So comfortable with my teachers right now.
Yeah. Because you have relationships that have lasted a long time, and now there's all new people, and now you have to build new relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your number one thing that you do when you meet new people to help you build relationships with them?
Just always being nice and just always trying to, like, find ways to be friends or be nice to them.
So in this conversation with Grace, I think there's a whole bunch of things we can walk away with. First of all, is just like her, every time there's a new change or something different that approaches each of us, we have to approach it with a mindset of, we can do this. You could hear Grace both being a little nervous and confident in, well, here are the things that have worked for me in the past, and here are the new things for me in the future. At our very base, we're all freshmen. We are all facing a new change or challenge every single day, and how we approach it and our mindset in approaching that is what's going to drive our own success. If we are truly to be Buffalo and charge into the storm for others, it's only because we can carry with us the optimism that it's going to be okay, we're going to get through this, and we can do it. As you heard my daughter say, it's going to be very uncomfortable as she goes from that transition to the environment in which she's grown into and she has relationships and it's very predictable to this very unpredictable new environment. While it's both exciting and scary, it's just like every single day for all of us. We're all freshmen. We walk into new environments. We see things that we don't know and we can't predict. We find ourselves in situations we've never been in before, but if we maintain the right optimism and we maintain the right mindset, we can get through those. Now, one of the key qualities of a great leader is empathy. So when we are asking people to do new things or take on new challenges or apply new processes and strategy, we have to think, they're freshmen. We're freshmen. This is all new. These are opportunities for us to change, but it's also scary. One of my favorite quotes that I had seen in the recent past was this: one change by leadership is 10 changes for those who are impacted. One change by leadership is 10 changes by those who are impacted. So think about this as you're leading this week and in the future. Every time you ask someone to do something different, you're asking them to do one thing different your way, but 10 things different on the receiving end of that change. And if you're a freshman and it's all new and it's unpredictable and you've never seen it before, well, you've got to approach that like a buffalo. So let's do some smart thinking. What are you most excited about when you face change? What are you most anxious about when you face change? And what do you worry about because of the stories other people have told you? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening. Please share this on your social media account and rate the podcast if you have time to. And as always, thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music. This podcast was sparked by a weird conversation I was having with some kids the other day. And what happened was, as I was listening to them, all I could think about was how much they sounded like adults that we serve every day. How worried they were about going to middle school, and some of them were seniors and worried about going to college and joining the workforce or entering the military, and all the things that they were saying. But why I wanted to have this conversation with Grace today was more to hear, what's the story in her head? You see, we each have a narrative that we carry with us. And as adults, as we face change or new challenges or new jobs or transitions or new rituals in life, we carry a deep story with us. And sometimes it can be dark and it just needs to be talked about. Sometimes it can be very bright and then disappointing as a result that it doesn't live up to what we want it to be. However, each of us every single day have the opportunity to move forward within the narrative of that story to make it what we want it to be. And that's what being a Buffalo leader is: reflecting on the journey, being empathetic for those that you serve, but then continually charging into what you're facing. Every moment of every day, we get the opportunity to be who we want to be. So when you're facing a new challenge or a new change, you have to ask yourself, what do I need to do in order to be successful here? And then reflect on it and have conversations with other people in order to make sure that the narrative in your head is accurate, so that you can be Buffalo for others. Welcome to the real world, she said to me, condescendingly. Take a seat, take your life, plot it out in black and white. Well, I never lived the dream of the prime kings and the drama queens. I'd like to think the best of me is still hiding. I wanna run through the heart.
no such thing as the real world. Just a lie, you got to rise above. So the good boys and girls take the so-called right track. Faded white hats, grabbing credits and maybe transfers. They read all the books, but they can't find the answers. Wished for anything better while in their memories, tiny tragedies. I'd love to tell you, stay inside the lines. But something's better on the other side. Stand on these tables before you. You will know what I'm saying.